Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
What is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God? In other words, He wants you to change your mind so that you can prove that His word is true and bring the kingdom of God into your world.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Let's continue in this message series with Pastor Rogers. I know this series has been a blessing to you. This is Transformed, Part 3. Change your mind, change your life. Let's go into the message today.
So this issue of transforming over in the book of Romans, chapter number 12, if you want to flip over there real quick, let's get this in our spirit. Romans chapter 12, this point verse that we've been using, and that is to say that Paul is letting us know that we are to be transformed. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed, don't be put into the formations of the spirit of this age, the world, but be ye transformed, metamorphos. Be ye transformed, how? By the renewing of your mind. Now you can get saved, and your spirit is saved, but your mind is being saved, and your body will be saved. Let me go back to this diagram for you, okay? My horrible drawings. Okay? Your body. Your soul. Your spirit. In your soul or your psyche, okay, is your mind, your will, and your emotions. Okay? Your mind, your will, and your emotions. This is the psyche or the nephesh, as the Bible calls it in the Hebrew, the soul. Whenever man was created in the image of God, he was created in the image of God, made, formed out of the dust of the earth. The Bible said he was formed up with a body. God gave him, we are a spirit. We have or possess a soul, and we live in a body. So whenever God gave him in our body, let me say this, in our body we have world consciousness. In our spirit we have God consciousness. In our mind, right here, we have self-consciousness. We are aware of ourselves. So whenever God breathed into man and he became a living soul, he became aware of himself. Suddenly his mind, will, and emotions kicked in and he understood that he was a human being, okay? The breath of God did that, all right. So with that in mind, this little diagram that we are a tripart being. We are a spirit. Say that with me. I am a spirit. You are a spirit. You're not a body. You are a spirit. Okay? You possess a soul, mind, will, and emotions, and you live in your body. Write this down. This is not on your paper. A few things that are not on your paper here tonight. Colossians 3 and 3, get this passage of scripture. The Bible says, for we are dead, or you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Okay, so Jesus is the Son of God, and he was ascribed the name Christ. The name Christ is not just it's not his last name. Christ is the anointing. I know you. It's hard to read there. Okay. The anointing, all right? Christ, the anointed one. Jesus is the body. Christ wasn't dead. The body of Jesus went into the tomb. The Christ man, the spirit of man, the anointing, was very much alive, just like whenever he comes into our heart. So before we were saved, we were void, empty in our spirit, dead in trespasses and sins. When you gave your life to Jesus Christ, repented of your sins, Jesus came in to live by his spirit. Are you with me? So that meant that the anointing of God came in and occupied this space. Thank God. Now, he doesn't come in a partial way. It is the fullness of Christ, the fullness of his anointing, the fullness of the Holy Spirit, otherwise identified as the Holy Spirit, okay? All right. These terms that sometimes we speak in church that people don't realize or understand what they all are. Now, the anointing is the term that we use for Christ, otherwise known as the Spirit of God. There is the mind of the Spirit, and there is the Spirit of the mind. Your mind has its own spirit. Just ask somebody if they're having a bad day. You'll get what's in the spirit of their mind. But God did not call us to live after our own self or after our own mindset. He says for us not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the what? Renewing not of our brain, but of our mind. Okay? The brain is the matter. It's the hard drive computer. The mind is the software. The mind of the Spirit, that is the mind of God, when he comes into our life, he comes in not halfway, but fullness, in the fullness. So your spirit, in your spirit, I'm born again, I'm saved, okay? The anointing comes in. Let me show you something right here. I'm trying not to take too much time with this. The Bible says that we were, and I'm not gonna explain it all, I don't have time, and I'm not sure that I can. Some things you just gotta take by faith. Are you ready for this little journey right here? This takes some faith. I got four of you, that's all I need. Okay, so the Bible says we were created in Christ from the foundations of the world. So when something is created, okay, when something is created, there's a difference between being created and made. God created us, all human beings. We were in the mind of God, created in the mind of God before the foundations of the world. When your mom and dad got together and had you, that's when made came in. But I wasn't just made. I was created in the likeness and the image of God, in the mind of God in eternity past. Are you with me? So created before the foundations of the world, and what you need to understand is that the Holy Spirit, the anointing that was there in the very beginning of creation, follow this, the Holy Spirit, the anointing, was there at creation, Genesis 1:1. The anointing, the Holy Spirit, knows everything about you in creation past. He knows all about you. And the Bible tells us in John 16 that he is our guide. He will lead you and guide you into all truth. So before you got saved, you were dead in trespasses and sin. The Spirit of God didn't live on the inside of you, and you were floundering around. What's my purpose? What's my life? Where am I going? What am I doing? Pursuing your own deal. Until one day, Jesus Christ came in, most of the time through a crisis event. He came in the power of the Christ man living on the inside of you. The Holy Spirit confirming that you are a child of God living on the inside of you. Now that same Holy Spirit that was there in the beginning that knew you in time past is now by invitation living on the inside of you in his fullness. What he knew in time past when you were created in the mind of God, he knows about you right now. So since he is the Holy Spirit, our God, who will lead us and guide us into all truth, and who is truth? Jesus Christ. So he's not going to take us away from who Jesus is. So the Bible says this, please note that Colossians 3:3 that I gave you a moment ago, listen to this, for ye are dead, you're dead to yourself, at least you're supposed to be, and your life is hid with Christ. I'm hidden. Who I really am, who am I? Who I really am, the Holy Spirit knows. My life, my future, my purpose, everything about me is hidden in the anointing that knew me from the beginning. And when I came into this world, I was made. I needed the anointing to live on the inside of me. He comes in and lives on the inside of me. And now the one who's known me the best, who knows my future, knows my purpose, knows the reason why I have been made and brought into this world. Are y'all with me? Because God Almighty, through the power of the Holy Spirit, knows everything and knows that the battleground happens inside of the soul, and that the enemy is after your mind. He did not deposit who I am, my life, my purpose, and he did not hide it in my soul. He hid it in my spirit, of which the enemy has no access because that space is already occupied. Are y'all with me out there? So the guide, the Holy Spirit, already knows who I am, what I'm supposed to be. I don't have to guess around. All I've got to do is be led by the Spirit. There's no condemnation to them who walk after the Spirit, but not after the flesh. This is flesh right here. Another term, the body, the flesh, our worldly mindset. So you have a new life in Christ. Now, what's the issue? It's been hidden. It's hidden in the anointing. I'm trying to get it across. Lord, help me. Your life is hidden in the anointing, and the anointing lives in you. Now it's up to you to discover what the Holy Spirit wants you to do and be all of your life. And I can't allow my soul or my body to dictate to me what I'm supposed to be, when the one who knows me the best and was there in creation, who knows everything about me in the past and knows everything about me in the future, I am hidden in Christ. I am hidden in Christ. And so I've got to discover what my life is by searching and seeking out what Jesus is wanting me to do and be. And I cannot do that by outside worldly influences or my own thinking or whatever. I can't be led by my emotions. Because one day I'm up and the next day I'm down. One day I'm feeling it, the next day I'm not. Come on, somebody. Are you with me right here? My life is hidden in the anointing. That you're going to meditate on that, and about 2 o'clock in the morning, you're going to sit right up in the bed and shout. Now, since I have a new life in Christ, and he tells me that I am a child of God, not because I feel it every day. It's confirmed by my spirit man. So then why don't I have victory every day of my life if he's living on the inside of me? Because there is the battleground of the soul. I'm about to tell you a thing. Are y'all still with me right here? You got to track with me now. Push your neighbor and tell him, wake up. You better get this right here. Because the reason why the devil will put you to sleep in this service tonight and make some of you flick off of that live streaming is because he knows in this service tonight I have the key to everything that the enemy is attacking your life with. And I'm about to deliver this key into your life. And when you understand this right here, you're going to understand what the enemy has been doing and playing you like a fiddle. And now you're going to be able to wake up and say, wait a minute, I'm not going to give him access in there. And besides that, greater is he that is in me. And if I'll feed that man right there, and if I'll draw from the source of the living water of the anointing of the Holy Spirit, then ladies and gentlemen, there is no weapon formed against me that shall be able to prosper.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.